Hi, and welcome to Aging in Place for every stage in life. What if you could visit or have a home that would accommodate anyone at any age, any physical ability, at any time? How cool would that be? That's what we're doing here at Aging in Place. Why me? Because I'm a doctor of psychology, and I specialize in physical spaces and health and wellness. Also, I love designing with intent at any age. Why now? Because we, the baby boomers, want to age in place gracefully, and we want our families around us as much as we can. And why you, the audience? Because we want you to experience what it's like to have a home that's safe, aesthetically pleasing, and that you can live in at any age, with any ability, at any time. I'd like to introduce you now to Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life. Welcome to Aging in Place podcast for any stage in life. I am here today with MJ Hennessy, and I can't believe we're actually doing this. I'm super excited. We are going to be talking about one of your favorite subjects, and you have taught me to make it one of my favorite subjects, and that is mattresses. Before we get started, I would love for everyone, this is shameless self-promotion. Let's talk a little bit about your background,
okay.
The store, which you've had for 31
years.
I can't believe it. And then we'll get into the discussion about mattresses because, again, as we age in place, whether it's my 30-year-old daughter, myself, or my father, I think that getting in and out of bed, comfort and ease is really important. So, MJ, let's share a little bit, if you will, about your background. I've been here for a while, too.
I have. We have a furniture store. It's Discount Furniture and Mattress Outlet. So let's get the shameless advertising out
of the way.
Right?
Exactly.
And it's been here for 31 years. Uh-huh. Mattresses are my specialty. They're my first love. I love the decorating. I love all of the rest of the stuff too. But mattresses are so much a part of your life. And it changes as you when you're young,
right,
to, you know, and you and I were just talking about adjustable bases.
Yes.
Everybody
talk to me about that, what even that means.
An adjustable base will raise your head and your knees, and they're getting to the point where they have so many options on there that you can use with your cell phone, with when you get out of bed, there's a light that comes on, so it's like a night light that's automatically when your foot hits the floor.
Okay, so let's kind of regroup here for a second and get started at the basics. One of the first questions that I asked you was, what is new in mattresses? And that's what you're talking about now is the adjustable base.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that my knowledge of adjustable base, to be honest, was that it was tough to find, cost prohibitive, and you've dispelled all of those things, and really not particularly user-friendly. But what I've come to learn is all of those things are the opposite. Again, are they single, double beds, king size, queen? Can you take us through kind of the varieties?
Yes.
Like her. She's good. Yes.
You can get them in any size.
Okay.
And they used to be thought of as
hospital beds.
Right, hospital beds. And when I got, my husband and I got some 10 years ago.
Okay.
He looked at me and he said, what, are we old?
Uh-huh.
And I said, it has nothing to do with your age. It has to do with comfort. I sleep with my head up about 5 inches and my knees about 4 inches. And it puts you into a position where you have no pressure on your lower back at all.
Okay.
It can also stop snoring. It can stop postnasal drip, heartburn. So you don't have to think of it as just sitting up or now if let's say you had surgery,
okay,
then you can sleep in an erect position. As a matter of fact, 2 years after we got them, my husband had had open heart surgery.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
He could not lay down. He had to lay almost in a sitting position because when you think about it, every time he would roll on his side, the chest wall would cross over and it was extremely painful. So, you know, me, I walked in and said, so who's old now?
Right, exactly. Right? Well, you know, we're talking about getting old and having these adjustable mattresses, but my daughter Molly is getting ready to have a baby. And, you know, she's in the stage where she's got pillows up, down, in and out. And so this would be a wonderful opportunity for her, too.
Very, very comfortable. When I go away, I miss having my adjustable base a lot.
So when you use an adjustable base mattress, if I want to yin and you want to yang, can we do that? In other words, can
you have to have two separate.
Two separate.
Two twin extra longs make a king.
Okay.
And you can lay flat and your partner can sit up. You can do whatever you want. And then when you make the bed, you just hit flat. They both flatten and you make it as a king.
Oh, well, that's kind of easy.
And nobody knows your little secret.
So mattresses have come a long way is what I hear. Talk to me about the remote controls on a mattress, if you will. What are the positions that they are that they adjust to, and are they fairly easy?
Yes.
Okay.
They adjust your head and your feet. Those are the two basic positions.
Okay.
Then some have massage. Some you can plug your computer into and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the two, if you're in for the basics, which is all we want it,
sure.
Then it's your head and your feet. And okay. Then you can adjust them to whatever you want. You can hit a memory position on some of them. If you want a very inexpensive adjustable base, then you get one that has an attached remote.
Okay.
It's attached to your bed. And I'm not sure I see that as a bad thing. You know, you can't ever lose it or anything.
No.
But the big difference in adjustable beds are just like recliners. You know, you can have a recliner that's a wall saver or a wall hugger.
Yes, correct.
And it goes like this.
Correct.
Instead of like that.
Correct.
They have those too, so that your nightstand is always there. Otherwise, your nightstand goes back there.
I never thought about that.
So pay the little extra money and get one that is more like a wall saver than.
That makes a lot of sense. Tell me about the mattresses, because we're talking about adjustable bases.
Right.
Is there a specific mattress that fits those bases? And if so, what are the compositions of mattresses these days?
Mattresses have a ton of compositions.
Okay.
They go from the old standard, which are coils, individually.
Coils meaning?
Mm-hmm. Steel coils
inside
the bed. They have some that are all connected. You cannot use that on an adjustable base.
Okay.
They have the individually pocketed coils, which Simmons made famous. Those you can use.
Okay.
Now, the fatter the mattress gets with coils, if you have your bed and you're not laying in it,
okay.
And you've got the knees up and the head up, your bed kind of lays flat on top so you can see all this.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
So I prefer a mattress that doesn't have coils on an adjustable bed and it conforms to it. And
okay.
And it feels good.
So tell me what that would look like. What is the composition of that? So we've got a coil mattress. What else are options?
Without coils.
Okay. Oh,
and that's,
without.
Debbie. That's foam and
okay.
It could be a memory foam.
Which
or it
is
could
what
be a
I hear.
Latex. Let me explain both foams.
Okay.
Latex foam you lay on top of and it fills in from the bottom.
Okay.
They both fill in your nooks and crannies.
Got it.
And when you go to a memory foam, you lay in it and it fills in your nooks and crannies. I personally don't care for memory foam because I feel like I am moving out of my own body impression.
Oh.
So.
This is so interesting. Okay.
You know, the other you're laying on and it's coming up to meet you.
As opposed to the memory foam, I feel like it's quicksand or clay.
And there's a lot of people who have that feeling. And some people like that. They feel they're being snuggled. They're being embraced by the mattress. So it's pretty much personal opinion.
Okay. So I've got, this is fun. Okay. I've got coil. I've got latex. I've got memory foam. And then are there other?
Air. There are air mattresses, which now are becoming the rage. I personally am not fond of them. We had one, and I used to sell them. But at 2 a.m., when you spring a leak, there's not a whole lot. It's a ruined evening, and you wind up having a little discussion with your spouse as you're trying to pull the bed apart and find a hole in a mattress.
But do they look like in my world, an air mattress is silver and...
No, they look like a bed.
Okay, thank you.
They look like a bed.
Okay.
But they still have this. They suffer the same problem that water mattresses had, and 100. I'm sure you can still find them somewhere.
Okay,
but that's even worse because then you get wet when you're laying there, and you go, "Why am I laying in a puddle.
Do you recommend queens? Do you recommend twin, full, which is double, right?
Right.
Queen or king for different people, different stages in life, different.
The most popular is the king.
Okay.
For couples. And there are still people who sleep in a queen, and that's fine if they can. But if you ever go to a king for any length of time, stay on it for a month, then it's hard to go back to the queen.
Which makes a lot of sense because you can move around a whole lot more. We're going to talk pillow talk in about 30 seconds. Stay with us here on Aging in Place. Hi, I'm Dr. Debbie Lines. Design elements are psychologically and physically supportive and conducive to health and wellness. To learn more about what Lines on Design can do for you, for more information on certified aging in place and facilitative and supportive design, look for us at linesondesign.com. That's L-Y-N-E-S on design.com. Once again, we are back here on Aging in Place. We are here with MJ Hennessy, and we're talking all there is to know about mattresses, pillows, sheets, and all kinds of fun stuff at any age for any stage in life. And so we were chatting about pillows, and during the break, we were talking about, again, the adjustable base. And I think when people hear about it, they get interested and very curious. We're going to talk about pillows, but if I don't say this, then I'm going to forget.
Okay.
How long does a mattress last, and how often should you replace it? We're still going to talk about pillows, though, so hold tight.
The warranty is for 10 years.
Okay.
It is possible for it to wear out before then. It depends on how much you weigh. There's a lot of factors.
Okay.
I think 10 years is a good, unless you start having backaches. You know the day your bed dies.
Is that true?
Yes. You start having backaches, you can't figure it out. You get a new mattress and your backaches go away.
Really?
Yes.
Now, flipping mattresses, because when I grew up, you had to flip a mattress, what, every month?
Yes. I've broken many ceiling fans.
I think we all have,
actually. Until I decided not to flip them again. So I'm happy with non-flip.
Yeah, there's non-flip mattresses. See, the guys are like, what? Who knew? Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's go back to the pillow talk, because I think a mattress is really important. But I also think that pillows are critical. When people come in, are they picky about their pillows?
Let me clarify what you just said.
That's great.
It's like saying your heart and your liver, which one is better? Which one is more important?
Okay.
It's not possible. You need them both.
Okay.
If you don't have a good mattress, a good base, if you have a lousy pillow in a hotel, I will take and put my pillow away and sleep flat instead of having a
hotel
lousy pillow.
Okay. Why?
Well, there's a whole lot of different reasons why people use different pillows.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with the nape of your neck.
Got it.
You can have a very large man with a little nape.
Okay.
You can have a teeny tiny woman with a long nape.
Okay.
And the arch of the nape is also part and parcel of that. I happen to have my vertebrae are sealed. I can't think of the word.
Okay. Smushed.
No, they're
fused.
Concrete. Fused, yes.
Woohoo!
I was born with the fusion. So
okay.
It's not anything, there's no surgery, there's nothing. But I don't have a lot of mobility.
Okay.
And I've been told by doctors for years and years that as I age, that my neck's going to get worse. Well, I make sure I do everything I possibly can. I stretch my neck every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have good support. And the support is, if you lay down,
okay,
you will see just how big the area is that you need to support. So if that's all you have,
okay,
and you get this big pillow, it's overkill.
So what she's doing is actually showing, what you're actually doing is showing that, are you supposed to lay flat on your pillow or?
Are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a stomach sleeper?
Okay.
All right. Some of them accommodate all of the mm-hmm. above. Some people want so little that a feather pillow works for them and then
okay.
it just flattens and they push
right.
it in. Mine is a foam and it's formed.
Okay.
So that it supports me here. It's a little bit here. And if I do happen to turn on my side, it's right there. Isn't and you it, don't break your line.
It's so interesting to me how we're talking about one piece of furniture in a bedroom and that we can do an entire podcast on it and still get information that I think is helpful for all of us. And I don't think many of us really realize how important the mattress is. I know that as a designer, oftentimes I get clients that are either 100% about their mattress, or they will say, just go get me a mattress. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an all or nothing kind of thing. What's your experience with that?
Don't go cheap.
Okay.
Don't go expensive. Somewhere in the middle lies the truth.
Okay.
When you get into the really expensive mattresses and people think, oh, this is my answer, they need lifestyle changes to get the answer they're looking for.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're spending, I've seen people spend $10,000 on a mattress.
Whoa.
You know?
Uh-huh.
You can get a great mattress for $1,000.
Okay.
But somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000, you can get awesome. And for a long, long time.
Now, are you seeing mattresses and box springs? Are you seeing mattresses alone? When do you need a box spring? What does a box spring do?
Okay. Box springs are your foundation. They okay. have steel in them. So you're wearing out your mattress, you're wearing out your box spring at the same time. Okay. We will sell mattresses only, but that's only with telling the person that if you buy a mattress only, you void the box spring warranty or the foundation warranty. You void the whole warranty.
Okay, got it.
If you're putting it on an old box spring, they go, but it looks good. Of course it does. It was sitting under your mattress.
Right.
You know, nobody's doing anything with it.
Right.
But it is wearing out. And so they're not going to warranty their product if you're putting it on an old box spring.
Are you finding that mattresses are now, it used to be when I grew up, it was a 14-inch drop from the bottom of the mattress, from the bottom of the box spring to the floor. Buy a dust truffle, everything's great, 14 inches.
Well, that's still the same.
Is it?
The box springs are 9 inches.
Okay.
And then your frame is the, how if you have a higher frame or a lower frame, that's the rest of it.
But I'm seeing so many.
That's the mattress.
Okay.
That is the mattress, and they're making them huge, much to the dismay of my delivery guys. I feel so sorry for them when they come out with these huge, big, heavy mattresses.
Carrying them up
yes.
five flights of
right.
stairs
no
in
elevator.
New York or wherever. Exactly. Okay, so we're still getting a 14 to 17 inch drop.
Yes.
Okay. And then why are the mattresses thicker?
Some people like a fat looking. It looks so luxurious. It looks
it's more aesthetically
more expensive.
Pleasing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we live here in the Lowcountry, and of course, this is national, so every place is really different. But are there materials, not so much foam, but what they're covered
the
with?
The fabric.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're never going to sleep on that fabric. So if it's a Belgian damask from wherever, and mm-hmm. it's so expensive, you're going to put a mattress pad over it in sheets.
Okay.
You're never going to feel it. You're never going to, everything gets.
Yeah, it gets covered up anyway.
Yeah.
And there's no real advantage to it then.
Not in my opinion.
What about allergies? Do you get people who come in and talk about hyperallergenic mattresses?
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
Yes, there is. regular mattresses can off-gas.
Okay.
And that's when they're a man-made mattress. If you want something that doesn't have off-gassing, you get something that's a natural, which is latex.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Are they more pricey? Or?
Yes.
Okay. But worth it.
Yes.
So
there's two things in your house that are worth everything you spend. One is your mattress. The other is your sofa. Mm-hmm. The rest of the stuff is holding your clothes or you're eating on it. You can spend a lot of money because you want the look. That's fine. If you have the money, that's fine. If you don't, save your money for your mattress and your sofa.
I love designers because we all say the same exact thing. Those are the two things that I don't compromise on.
That's right.
I mean, you just budget for them. And I think a lot of people, well, they'll be like, we'll get a great mattress for the master, but for the four kids,
right.
be done.
We went away. How much?
We're good.
We're good. Uh-huh. We went away, Scott and I, and we stayed at we were with friends and mm-hmm. we each had a little condo on the beach, and this place looked like I walked into the 80s.
Oh, okay.
You know, and,
yeah.
and it's tough for
you,
us.
Yeah.
And I said to my husband, I said, you know, I have a feeling that the bed's going to be horrible. I didn't sleep that night. It was horrible. And we met the property manager the next day, and I said, the bed in that unit is horrible. Mm-hmm. I said, it didn't look old. It just looked cheap. Mm-hmm. She goes, oh, that's my fault. When owners tell me to get it, I just buy a cheap mattress.
They go to Sam's.
And I looked at her and I said, oh, no. And so I'm going to be shipping mattresses down to her.
Oh, that's the way to do
it. And sofas, too.
See, I believe that. I really do. All right, MJ, hang on. We will be right back. We've got another great segment. We're going to talk about sheets and things that go on your bed. So stay with us. We'll be right back on Aging in Place.
For more podcast episodes, links, information, and media inquiries, please visit our website at agingInPlacePodcast.com as we transition through life with the comfort and ease you deserve. Discover how you can create a home that will adapt to you as you journey through life and the changes it will bring. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as our host Debbie Lines and her expert guests discuss relevant topics to creating a home for all decades in life. Don't miss our weekly episodes of Aging in Place podcast for every stage in life.
We are back here on Aging in Place for any stage in life. MJ, Hendrick, we're all, and Jen's here. Thank you for joining us too. We got a lot of people here listening today. And it's amazing the comments and questions you get when you're talking about the place that you spend, 8 hours a night in? It's really important. Let's talk a little bit about sheets and what you're seeing as far as how you're making or building your bed now.
Let's start at the very beginning, before sheets.
Okay.
In case the mattress and in case the box spring. For
why?
Two reasons.
Okay.
Number one, because of the fact that you can't, it will keep all allergens out.
Okay, that makes
dust
sense.
Dust mites. And dare we talk about bed bugs. Mm-hmm. And you have no idea. You have no idea. You could stay at a
Ritz.
A Four Seasons,
okay.
Right, or a Ritz. And you put your suitcase down and you bring the little critter home. And the next thing you know, you've got the problem. And it's terrible. It's a horrible thing. So you do that first.
So what am I wrapping it in? Is it plastic? Is it?
No, it's not
cotton?
Plastic.
Okay.
It's a high performance fabric.
Okay.
And after you zip it, there's a Ziploc tie.
Whoa.
So, okay. And it's got a date on it. So you tie that. And if anybody breaks that, then you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep. Then you put a mattress pad, and it doesn't have to be, if you choose your mattress correctly for
okay.
what you like, whether it's extra firm, medium firm,
gosh, we didn't
or
even talk
soft.
About that. Okay.
Uh-huh. And there's no correct answer there. It's
okay.
all about you.
Okay.
It's the rarity that people want a soft mattress. When somebody walks in and they say, I want a really soft mattress, I have something that they may or may not like. It's not the softest thing. Medium soft is the biggest seller.
Okay.
And extra firm is another one. You know, I have an extra firm. I would rather sleep on the floor than sleep on an extra firm mattress.
It's that
firm.
Okay.
So there's different variations and everybody knows where they lay.
Okay.
So my goal is to have as many different firmnesses in different price points because not everybody can afford these,
but
they still have the same requirements. And then I have cheap mattresses and that's what I tell you when you're looking at them. Where is it
shocking.
Going?
Uh-huh.
What do
yeah.
you want it for?
Okay.
Are you staging a house and it has to have a mattress in it? Then that's fine. And if you want to buy it and you know this, that's fine.
Now, what about for people who rent their properties? I mean, is a cheap mattress, because they're only going to be there twice a year, but I would imagine their guests wouldn't be so happy.
I have customers who walk in and they say, I want to buy a mattress and it's just a rental. And I say, well, what's your address? Because I never want to rent from you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the God's honest truth. Cheap mattresses in a rental are a bad idea.
Okay.
They have the power of the internet, and they will go on, and they will give you such a lashing online.
Oh, okay.
And that's what people look at when they're renting your place. My rental that I have right now has 98 five-star comments or reviews.
Okay.
And half of them say,
it's the
wonderful
bed.
You know. Yeah.
So we've wrapped the mattress, we've mattress padded it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you feel about flat sheets versus fitted sheets versus doing one, doing both?
Oh, I would never use flat sheets.
Okay.
The sheets that we sell at the store have an elastic band on each corner so that it stays, whatever size your mattress is, it's fitted with a strap.
Got it.
An additional elastic strap.
Okay.
And I have spent more money than I care to admit on sheets that were supposedly all that in a bag of chips.
Right.
And they worked.
Okay.
It's not the thread count. It's the length of the thread.
Huh.
Because I've bought really, really expensive sheets and they pilled after three washings. Nothing is worse than that.
No, I agree with that.
So the ones that we sell have the long threads. They're not expensive and they feel like butter. Wash after wash after wash. I gave them to all my employees for Christmas one year. Oh, and now it's easy for them to sell them.
Oh, I'm going to have to come in and get some of those.
Yeah.
Are you selling more white sheets than anything, or are people still kind of in?
Yes.
Yeah.
White and beige.
Yeah.
You know, they're not doing the colors just because the colors fade. You know.
Go out of style. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're back to the pillow. What about a pillow? Do you do encase that too and then a pillowcase, or how does that work
for
you?
Absolutely.
So like a pillow protector?
It's a pillow protector, and you know, if you get a good one.
Okay. Are you seeing a lot of bedspreads? Are you seeing more comforters? Are you seeing more scarves at the end of a bed? How are people building, aesthetically building beds?
If it's a rental, we use quilts that are 100% cotton filled and cotton. They're machine washable, machine dryable.
Okay.
And they're a proper weight for this area. And let me say it again, they're machine washable and machine dryable.
It's important for everybody.
People go to Walmart and they pick up a set and they go, well, it looks fine. Let me see it next year.
Right. Oh. Right, exactly.
They've got to replace it.
Now, with only about 3 or 4 minutes left, I want to talk about picking your mattress. One of the things that you've drilled into my head, and I mean that in a loving way, of course, is no one can buy your mattress for you. So if you and I are going to buy a mattress, or you and I are going to buy a mattress, we each need to, you prefer that person to be there.
So, I do. But at this point in my life, I can sell it over the phone.
Okay.
And I end the conversation with, if you get here and you don't like it, then come on in and we'll fix it.
Okay.
But if you ask all the right questions and you know what you're looking for.
Well, that's true. You're an expert. Yeah.
If you go into a place where the people don't know what they're talking about, bedding wise, you're in for a hellacious ride.
So what would be some questions that people who know would ask me? Like, what would you ask me over the phone?
Well, the first question is the most obvious. Do you like firm, medium firm, or soft, or somewhere in between?
Okay. Do most people know that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like the feeling of sinking into the bed?
No. Okay.
So we're already halfway there.
Okay. All right.
Are you looking for something for yourself for full time? What's your price range?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep them in a price range where you get a 10-year non-prorated warranty.
So talk to me about price ranges. What are some, because you said you don't have to have the top of the line. What are some, what are we talking about price range for mattress? About $1,000 to $2,000?
Yeah, that's a great mattress.
Okay.
You know, I just don't believe in really, really expensive mattresses.
But still, they're really, really good.
They're really, really good.
So if people are interested, can they, do you ship?
Sure.
Okay. So you
I have people all the time call and say, the bed that you put in our unit is, or our home is better than what I have. Will you ship it? Absolutely.
Ship to Michigan. Ship
here. We ship to New York City.
Oh gosh.
A brownstone.
Oh, I've done those before.
Yeah.
That's not pretty. Those are challenging for sure.
But this particular bed, the Marriott bed, has no coils in it. So if you have a tight squeeze, you can fold it and you don't damage border wire or coils or anything.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun talking with you as always.
Thank you.
Did I earn a present today? Usually I get a recyclable
bag.
They're my favorite.
I do have one.
Ever. Actually, I still have mine. I won't piggy them. But MJ Hennessy, thank you. We want to thank all of you for joining us here today on Aging in Place podcast for any stage in life. Before we go, MJ, we would love once again for you to share your name and how we can get a hold of you.
Discount Furniture and Mattress Outlet, 118 Matthews Drive. And the phone number?
Sure.
843-681-4620. The website is HiltonHeadFurniture.com.
Again, thank all of you for listening to Aging in Place. Have a great week. Bye-bye. I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, Tracy. Tracy is naturally curious and always creative. And when we were doing the Aging in Place podcast, she said, there are so many quick tips that I can think of offhand. My response, who knew? She's going to be with us every week, giving us a quick tip and a hint that is a practical application.
Thanks, Debbie. Get up on the right height of your bed. Some mornings, for those without physical disabilities, it is hard to get in or out of their bed. Here's a safety measure to keep in mind whether you are shopping for a new one or need to make adjustments to your old bed. If your feet don't touch the floor while sitting on the edge of your bed, then obviously the bed's too high. If your knees are higher than your hips, then your bed is too low. Having your bed too low puts a strain on your joints. 20 inches is the perfect height for most people. Bed risers are sold in most stores in sets of four. I actually have a set that has built-in USB port and two outlets, which comes in very handy. When lowering your bed is a solution, you have several options from a 4-inch height bed frame, which is the model I looked into, and it sold about $100. Another solution is getting rid of the box spring totally. Or there are also box springs that are low profile on the market. Having the right height of your bed can make a big difference in how you sleep and wake up, and we all know how we feel when we don't get a good night's sleep. Who knew your bed can control your day?
Who knew that talking about mattresses could be so informative and so fun? I think MJ Hennessy has some great takeaways for us. My favorite one today, though, about mattresses is this. Encapsulate and enclose your mattress even before you put a mattress pad on. It will save lots of heartache, let alone little cooties and bed bugs. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for joining us on Aging in Place.
Aging in Place podcast is hosted by Debbie Lyons and produced by Henrik de Gior. If you have any comments or questions, send an email to Debbie@agingInPlacePodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. If you're interested in advertising or sponsoring this podcast, email us at PR@agingInPlacePodcast.com. Thank you for listening to Aging in Place Podcast.